back in studio once again to give us a roundup of the latest tech news. Tien is Jansen van Rensburg of bandwidthblog.co.za, and today we are talking about something that's part of everyday life: streaming. What's the news, Tien, and welcome.
Thank you very much. Yeah, some big news over the last couple of weeks coming out of the streaming world. Obviously, these streaming wars have been ongoing, and you know, it's how many subscribers can they get, and who can be cheaper and more efficient and have better content. And to this end, Disney invested in Hulu quite a long time ago.
Yeah. I just want to know, do they know that we subscribe to all of them?
They probably do know that.
So it's like they have this fight, but we're gonna subscribe to all the platforms out there anyways. Yeah. If we can.
It's like the old days of cable, right? You just chose what you wanted to watch because they're on certain channels, and you'd subscribe
exactly.
to that.
Exactly. Okay, anyways.
So yeah, Disney already own a big stake in Hulu, and now they have said they're going to complete the entire takeover of the business. They're going to buy the last third for $8.6 billion, and they're going to essentially merge the two platforms. So they're already starting with some tests, some alpha tests. On the Disney side, they're integrating the Hulu app and seeing how everything works.
Wow.
So if you're a Disney subscriber, you should start seeing a lot of Hulu content, you know, within the next couple of months. They should roll it out to everybody.
That's fantastic. And I mean, there's some quality entertainment on Hulu, especially.
100%.
Yeah, I know that for those who's into the Kardashians, you know, they've got their own series. I'm just saying.
That's not what I was thinking about, but okay, I believe you.
Look, I'm just going on what the wife wants to watch, you know? Okay.
Yeah, so we can expect a lot more content, things like The Handmaid's Tale, which is the award-winning stuff. That all came from Hulu.
Yeah.
So it's a quality outfit. So hopefully this will be good for us as consumers. Obviously, less competition, maybe not ideal, but Hulu hasn't been out in South Africa yet. So
exactly.
So it's not a big impact for us. The other interesting news is on Netflix, you know, the pioneer, I guess, of the streaming
services,
has suffered recently, right?
We spoke about the fact that they lost a lot of viewers or a lot of subscribers.
Exactly, yeah. And that came as a result of them trying to crack down on password sharing, right? So only people in your household can watch on your account. That obviously wasn't the case. People were sharing accounts. And because of that, a lot of people left the platform when they started cracking down on that. But now it seems that it's actually working and their numbers are picking up again.
You know, I can actually fill in here because, I mean, then that change came and I saw that because then I had my dad phoning, hey, my boy, what is happening with Netflix? Because, I mean, he shared my account
right.
with me, you know. And then it was like, then I would help him out and then mine would go off. And it became such a mission up until the point I said, Dad, if you want Netflix, you have to get your own now.
Yeah.
And I think that's pretty much what happened to a lot of people.
Exactly. I definitely think that's what's happened. And also, they launched an ad-supported tier, right? Their cheapest tier, not out in South Africa yet, but it's doing very, very well overseas. And now they're starting to build in some incentives for you to binge-watch on this ad-supported tier. So, for example, they're testing something now where if you watch three episodes of a show back-to-back-to-back, you won't get ads on the next episode.
Clever.
Things like this, they're trying to gamify it, right? And it seems that it's working. The stock is back up way above its lows. It was a couple of months ago. And the whole streaming world never stops. I mean, it's changing so quickly. And they're investing billions and billions more into, you know, AAA content with the best movie stars in the world. It's some exciting times, I think, for us over this holiday period.
Man. I think streaming is just going to go on the up and up. I mean, there's always going to be new ways and incentives to get us hooked and get us to subscribe. And it's going to be this fight. And like I said, you know, as consumers, we won't be able to choose because we want everything. So we'll just rather sign up everything anyways. Dennis, thank you very much. Very exciting stuff. That's your Tech Talk Tuesday. Net hier op Smile 90.4 FM.